Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He swings! Alexander Steen on his forehand! Hits a deep to left field! That's way back! Shoot! Score! And it's a gunner! Bring out the Zamboni!
Oh, yeah!
This is a legendary KMOX Sports Open Line. Presented by Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford. Celebrating over 50 years serving St. Louis on America's Sports Voice. KMOX.
From Enterprise Center, welcome to a pregame edition of the Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Chris Rebby with you on KMOX. Blues, Flames coming your way at 7 o'clock, 6:30, our pregame skate. Chris Kerber, Joey Vitale alongside. Ryan Schulte to my right. Mike Anderson is down the street in our KMOX studios, as Curbs is gargling freezing cold water, or talking about freezing cold water, I hear our buddy Steve Templeton say a high of 48 tomorrow.
I don't know that I'm ready for the cold.
What I wonder what the biggest temperature swing in like 2 days is, because
it's far more than that.
From the high, it was a high of mid-90s on Tuesday. You think 90 to 48?
Yeah, I'll
you
bet
think
you.
Far more than that?
Yeah, I'll bet you nice cubits. There's a bigger drop somewhere there than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Steve will be able to answer that for us.
He will. He's digging through his farmer's almanac right now.
I mean, you've had 30-degree temperature drops even just when a storm blows in sometimes.
No, I mean like
what was
day
the high yesterday?
Day.
85?
Something like that. 85 or 90. I thought it was 90 yesterday.
I was in the car. It said 85.
And you know what? People in St. Louis love to talk about the weather. I was getting coffee this morning before I came up here at Panera down the street, and it seemed like every table around me were just people talking about
the temperature.
You mean
bread, bread company?
No, it's called Panera.
No, it's bread company.
St. Louis.
Well, that's actually
bread
not
company.
The name of it. Its proper name is
St. It's what it is here. I don't want you, don't call it whatever the heck you guys call it in Chicago.
I think they're transitioning to Panera Bread Company nationwide. Well, they're not a sponsor, so who cares?
Well, they actually did change their name once here in St. Louis, and sales dropped so bad they went back to Bread Company.
Very provincial here in St. Louis.
Well,
they should name it.
You don't like it, move.
They should name it Where'd You Go to High School? And then everyone.
Again, if you don't like it, move.
All right. Anyway,
you
I don't know. It's
coffee.
Cold, and people love talking about weather.
All right, look, you mentioned coffee. I got something for you guys here.
You got a piping hot take?
And by the way, this, see, that's very good. You're warming up. All right, see what I did there?
Just firing these puns.
Oh, yeah. So,
see what I did there?
Yeah, that's really good. All right, my wife looked at me when she's a big coffee drinker. I've never been a big coffee drinker. I used to drink Coca-Cola a lot, and then actually about 20 years ago got rid of caffeine altogether out of the diet.
Wow.
Okay, so.
How will you do that?
Well, and I got all this energy
without. That was before you had kids.
Oh, yeah. So now, but Christy at one point looks at me because she goes, I would just love it if you would drink a coffee. Now, I love tea. So when Teavana was around or Twinings up
in
Canada. You do the caffeine-free stuff. So it's
love
minimal.
Teavana,
all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I love steeping the different flavors of teas and things.
Another thing you can steal from a hotel room.
And we'll enjoy. Oh, speaking of that, hey.
Hang on, stay on this for a second.
No, I will, but you got to go down to my. I had a coat hanger, you know, down in my office.
Yeah.
And my coat was hanging on today, and I started laughing when I looked at it because it was apparently from a Sheraton.
I told you.
Beautiful.
You're a beast. You're a thief.
All right, so.
We all do it.
Coffee.
We all do it. I just didn't know anyone admitted it.
I admitted it.
For some reason, this coffee thing is a big deal for Christy. Okay, so I'm like, all right, well, I've just. Much like mushrooms, I've never been a big mushroom fan, but I try to eat them more and more because they're on so much stuff, right? All right, the kind you eat, not the kind that you two knuckleheads are thinking of. Okay, so I've been trying a little bit more, okay, decaf coffee, different flavors, that kind of stuff. But here's the one thing.
Can't believe she married a decaffer.
Even with the hot teas that I do enjoy, okay, that I have yet to figure out about coffee tea drinkers, all right? There is absolutely no enjoyment in that handshaking approach as you're just about to put that scalding hot stuff of any liquid, could be a soup for all that matters, into your mouth, and then it hurts so much, you're like, I don't even want to taste the flavor. I got to drink something else. It's too hot.
Well,
like,
I never drink it scalding hot.
No.
Okay. So, like, that's the one thing about this coffee kick that I don't really understand. First off, that's dangerous as hell when you're driving. I mean, holy moly, that thing goes down
your
cheek.
You got to get the
little
stopper to put in the,
But then you use the stopper. You can't drink out of it. You got to move the stopper to drink out of it.
Yeah, but I always let mine cool off a little bit before I get into it.
All right, okay. But now some of these cups are so well insulated.
It's like Trevor always has a piping hot cup.
Yeah, but how do you drink? You get it so close that there's just almost nothing in there. Like, you know what you're doing? You're sucking vapors.
It's the small sips.
Are you a coffee drinker?
I love coffee, and it needs to be very hot. Out here, we don't have the hottest coffee, and it bugs me. It needs to be. Because coffee, you can't swig it. You can't take a big old giant gulp of it. You got to sip it slowly, and it's got to be hot, and it's got to be black, and it's got to be caffeinated.
Okay, so wait.
Hold on.
Right,
I mean, the decaf thing.
I can't do that.
I realize some people are going, it's about as purposeful as non-alcoholic beer. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, there is a little caffeine. Like, the most caffeine I get right now is I'll drink an iced tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right?
Just a little bit.
But if I drink your Diet Pepsi there, if I drink half that right now, within about, first off, we'd fly through the first period. Mm-hmm. All right? But secondly, I mean, you'd see me.
You'd sound like an auctioneer.
Oh, man, I'd be like a cat on acid or a prairie dog waiting for an earthquake. Like, I mean, it would just
or
be.
Or on mushrooms.
we'll get back to mushrooms maybe in a postgame show, but. But seriously, that coffee stuff is hot. That's not enjoyable. You burn the tip of your tongue.
See, but
every
I never do it that hot. And even this morning, I'll drop an ice cube or two in the bottom to get it to kind of an enjoyable temperature.
You know, remember those old Folgers commercials where they wake up and
it smells, cup it and smell it, and it's
steaming, and you cup it with both hands, and it doesn't warm your hands. It warms your soul.
Great,
you know?
Right? It warms your soul. Right. But you have yet to put it in your mouth.
You know,
so that's the problem.
But
there.
It gives you about 3 minutes to cup it, warm you
it's
up,
the
and
process.
Smell it. Get the aromas, and it just brings you to that morning. It
all
brings
right.
everyone
you
to
have
that
three kids
happy
at home,
place.
You have 3 kids at home. You're telling me you have found 3 minutes to cuddle your coffee?
Not anymore. I used to. Now I pop in the old espresso shot and saying, 10 seconds later, I chug it like a shot of alcohol and I'm good to go.
Okay, but then it can't be piping hot if you do.
No, I put a little milk in it and
okay. For the non-coffee drinkers out there, this the same thing goes with soup. There's absolutely no enjoyment in piping hot soup where even if you leave the spoon in there, then the spoon burns your lip.
But have you ever been to the point where you're so hungry or it looks so good that you? Like, it's hurting your mouth, but you fight through it.
It's like,
this is burning my tongue.
But then when it's also a spicy soup, now you get the double whammy, and you know, now you're toast.
The worst is when you get a nice slice of New York-style pizza.
Oh, and you got to wait.
And that cheese hits the roof of your mouth.
Right.
And literally takes off
too.
Takes off three layers, and then you got to battle through the rest of the pizza, and you don't even taste
Or any pizza, right? And you take a bite, and all the cheese comes off, and now you just have dough.
Oh, that bugs me.
I know, I mean, you got to sit there and make sure that you give it the old buck teeth gnaw, make sure you get through that cheese.
Yeah.
Which, when I was in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, one night that I was up there, my mom and dad and I ordered from our favorite spot up there, Lou Malnati's. And I don't mind doing the fork and knife cut.
Okay.
I don't mind doing it.
Yeah,
better distribution of the pizza, of the toppings. It's great.
Okay, for you Panera-eating Chicagoites, right? Like, is it against the rules to go? Because I've gone into Lou Malnati's right there off of, is it Rush Street?
Yeah.
Right up there. And gone in there, and, you know, you wait the 45 minutes to an hour for the pizza. But it is well worth it. The deep dish pizza is a terrific pizza, which, frankly,
it's just different.
I do tend to agree with most people, with those that start to believe that at that point it's deep enough, maybe it is a stew, not
a
pizza.
It's a casserole, yeah.
Right,
but
right.
It's different.
Okay, but if you are from Chicago,
better than this stuff.
Should you? Okay, whatever your thing is. Mm-hmm. But if you are from Chicago, do you eat it with a fork or knife, or do you eat a deep dish pizza with your hand? Like if I go in to lose and I use a fork and a knife on my pizza, does somebody go, "Oh, there's no way in hell he's from here"?
No. And again, because I think that you want to enjoy it. You don't want stuff flopping and falling everywhere. And it's a big piece. And especially when it's hot. You will get that stuff flopping and falling everywhere. And this is kind of, we've talked about this before, do what you want to do, eat what you want to eat. If I want to put ketchup on my hot dog, if I want to eat my pizza with a knife and fork, if I want to drink my coffee with a couple of ice cubes in it. Shut your mouth and let me do my thing.
Yeah, but you just better call bread company when you're living here.
You do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. It has no bearing on your life.
Why are people so pizza territorial?
Yeah, or hot dogs.
Don't put ketchup on it.
Who the hell doesn't put ketchup on a hot dog?
Do what you want to do.
There's a right way and there's a wrong way. I'm going to disagree with you here. Pizza, you grab it. You fold it right in half.
You can't fold a piece of deep dish pizza.
Nah, deep dish maybe not, but every other pizza.
And it's got the cornmeal crust.
That's why it's not a pizza. It's a stew.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Thank you, Chris.
But are you an anti-ketchupite on the Chicago-style dog?
The only ketchup thing that bugs me, I like to hear you guys here, when you go to Ruth's Chris,
it's not in a little
Capital
glass
Grill,
room, sir.
Fleming's, when you go to a high-end steakhouse and someone dumps ketchup on the steak. That's the only ketchup
thing. Who's doing that at Capital Grill?
That's my only ketchup bugaboo.
Who's doing that at Capital Grill?
People do it.
Well, if you're gonna,
Wait a minute, you can't say that. You just said you let them eat what they eat.
If you pay the $40, do whatever you want, but... unless you're sitting in the bar, I don't think there's ketchup on the white linen tablecloths at Capital Grill.
You ask for ketchup, and they say, "Oh, you mean Heinz 57, son?" Wow. That's what they say.
It was great, guys. How about a little pregame skate?
All right.
That's Curbs.
Whatever's
Joey
next.
With us as well. Schulte's here. Anderson's down the street. It's Blues and Flames. We'll get this shit back on the tracks, guzzle some piping hot coffee, and come back with some piping hot takes next on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.